ماركس صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to our program, our spiritual breakfast 7 to 9, and today we have a special interview, and this is with attorney Yusha Tayyab as well as advocate Abu Bakr Umar. This interview will run through till 8:30 inshallah, and we have to ask this question: what is the reward for those who use their professions to protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Let's welcome our guests on this day, the 8th of Rajab 1446, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 8th of January 2025. Attorney Yusha Tayyab as well as advocate Abu Bakr Umar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Pleased to have you with us on this program. Just give us the introduction of the Sunninghill Masjid. What was the entire issue for those who don't know, who have a clue what's happening there?
So I think maybe just an overview. The Sunninghill Masjid has been in the pipeline for some time now, and the specific dates we'll give you, but the long and short of it is the Muslim community and Musallis in the Sunninghill area have been using a facility at the nearby shopping center or mall for the Salah facilities and for Juma facilities for a number of years, until the community, the Sunninghill, the Sunninghill Islamic Jamaat Trust managed to secure property in Sunninghill for the masjid to be put up. And so the property was secured a number of years ago. And obviously what happens is one needs to then get the necessary approvals and rezoning, which they did over time. But unfortunately, also, as we have it, a number of people in the community object and oppose the rezoning of the masjid, which is also what happened. And so the long and short of it is there's an organization called Friends of Sunninghill that was conspicuously formed in December 2024, that was last month. An organization was formed called Friends of Sunninghill, and they brought an urgent application to the High Court to stop the construction of the Sunninghill Masjid, which has been in the pipeline for many, many years. The matter was heard in the High Court yesterday, and Attorney Yusha Tayyab and Yusuf Prakrat were the attorneys dealing with the matter. It came before the High Court, and the application was struck from the roll. The Friends of Sunninghill, this organization that was born in December, they asked the High Court to give an interdict to stop the masjid from being constructed. Alhamdulillah, the interdict was refused by the High Court. The matter was struck from the roll for lack of urgency. Attorney Yusha Tayyab will say to you, alhamdulillah, I think Almighty's his grace and mercy, we dodged a bullet by managing to avoid the interim interdict, because what happens is these organizations mushroom up suddenly at the last minute, and they secure interdicts to stop the masjid from coming up. And then what happens is a huge court case for a number of years. It is really intended just to stop the masjid from coming up. But that's very broadly what the case was about.
Okay, that gives us an overview at least what's happening. And we see this, as you've mentioned, that there are these organizations, surprisingly, and we'll maybe discuss that at another time. In Indonesia itself, we see there's a certain place as well where they want to put up a masjid. But strangely enough, the Muslims here are also, they are objecting to this here. But nonetheless, they have their perhaps reasons why. Let's go to Attorney Yusha Tayyab, who can give us the broader or the specific details rather.
Yeah, so just reading from the papers, I mean, I think Abu's given you a general overview, but the Sunning Hill Muslims have been utilizing a facility at the shopping center for approximately the last 16 years where they keep extending the lease for usage. And they obviously want their own structure, and they're quite entitled to it, whether it's in a residential neighborhood or not. The fact of the matter is that they applied for two urban since August 2018, and the approvals were given on the one for the establishment of a madrasa and a place, including a place of worship and a rezoning. From what it is currently, which is residential one. So they've been in the fight since 2018. The MMC had granted a partial approval in the September of 2022, and demolition and construction started in October 2024. And as Abu says, this applicant, Friends of Sunning Hill, only emerged as an organization in the December of 2024, and they brought this application, which the court found to be premature. And then you had the usual allegations, you know, of traffic, a failure to provide a traffic report, devaluing of properties, unwanted traffic, people and cars. So the usual objections. I mean, we've dealt with these for many, many years now in various areas. And Abu's quite correct. You know, had the interdict been granted, this would have been delayed another 5, 10, 15 years. Mm. And they would have had to extend. So from a timing perspective, they've been at it since 27th August 2018. They got partial approval in the September 2022. And I think the judge was right to say that all these fears and harms that you anticipate have not eventuated, and so you don't meet the requirements for the interdict you seek, and rightfully start the matter from the road. I wasn't entirely happy with the order because, you know, he ordered each party to pay their own costs, and generally in law, the order for costs follows the successful party, but for some reason or the other, he saw no reason to give a cost order. But be that as it may, it's just a double standard again, and I completely come back to double standards all the time. But it is what it is. So the objectives will probably proceed to file this review application, and we'll deal with it as and when it arises. Inshallah.
I have a picture of this, of the Jamaat Khana, or rather we say Musalla, which was there at that Sunning Hill shopping complex, because we used to stay in Marlborough, and then I used to also work a bit in Sunning Hill, in fact in Ravonia. So that was the closest for us to perform our Jummah, perform our Salah, Dhuhr, Salah, etc. So I would attend it. And if you take Indonesia, for example, we go back to Indonesia because we can see there's over 45 masajid just here in Indonesia itself. When you're looking at these areas of the north, we need these masjids. This is a need of the time. So it is of high importance. And here you could probably argue what's the need to put up another masjid when there's so many. But there's an absolute need. And this is a good initiative. Allah reward all involved as well. You've mentioned about the traffic. That's one of the issues. Are there any other issues as well? You've said it's raising or something about the land, demolishing the importance of land and all of this here. Can you give us more details on that?
So in fact, you know, they surprisingly, in their papers, the applicants say, you have a facility, why do you need a new one? So they tend to prescribe to us where and how we should pray. when that freedom of religion is guaranteed in terms of the constitution. So they do intend to do that. So the harms that they raised in particular at the hearing, in which they objected to, were the traffic of both cars and people, considering that there are developments within 300 to 500 meters, a shopping center, a hospital, there's a whole lot of development within 300 meters of these structures. And so, you know, a new hospital is not a problem, but a masjid is a problem. And then they talk about the devaluation of the properties. But without any merit, and you know, the funny thing is, and Abu may be able to share other experiences, but when we go to these tribunal hearings, these people have a knack of having gone to other masjids, particularly on a Jummah, and then they take photographs of how the cars are parked, and they use that in the objection for every salah.
Hmm.
Whereas, and Abu made the point pertinently yesterday in the hearing, that, you know, we go five times a day, and the amount of traffic is not the same as it would be for Jummah. I mean, we certainly like it for it to be that kind of crowd for Fajr, but inshallah that will come. But we made the point quite pertinently that these are not longish periods. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's only the Jummah that's probably 30 to 45 minutes long, as opposed to the other Salah, which on average about 30 minutes. So it's not, you know, it's not the kind of traffic, and they produce some sort of report in court where they suggested, and the judge rightfully asked about the context of it, was that masjids devalue properties around it, and Abu was quite strong on the point and referred to the value of property in both Makkah and Jerusalem. But the judge had a bit of a laugh at that. But anyway. So those essentially were it. Was the traffic issues, both people and cars, and the devaluation of the properties, unless I missed something there.
But I don't think the complaint about traffic and the movement is a legitimate complaint. I think we call them litigation made defenses, because of course what happens before these properties are rezoned. When you go into a residential area, I mean, you go into Lanesia, and as you point out, you've got a number of masajid in a small space, but you'll have lots of houses, and then you'll have a certain earth or property that's rezoned and redeveloped into a masjid. And what happens is then, at worst for you on Friday, you've got a traffic problem for that half an hour period. But in this case, I say I don't think it's a legitimate complaint, because, as you point out, the Sunninghill Shopping, that village center, has the Salah facility that is there. The very important thing in this case, the masjid that the Sunninghill Islamic Jamaat intends putting up is about 350 meters. I mean, that's less than a stone's throw away from the Sunninghill Village Center. So the point I want to make is, it's not something that's going to, the masjid coming up is not going to be a new, fresh inconvenience for the so-called organization. And we'll get to who the organization is shortly. The masjid and the movement in the area is a very common event in any event. At the moment, 350 meters down the road, every Jummah you'd have an increase in traffic because people are coming for Jummah Salah. But as far as the other Salah is concerned, the movement is normal. I mean, if you've got for our five daily Salah, what's that? Probably a 15 or 20 minute window that people arrive, pray the Salah, and leave. And as Yusha points out, you've got a hospital in the area. You've got at least two other churches in the area. There's a Catholic school in the area. There's a doctor's practice there. There's a mall there. So it's not, you know, they make the point in the papers to say there's a soft inner core. Yusha, I'm not sure if you figured out what the soft inner core of the community is. It sounds like a protected space for the previously advantaged. But they say that the soft inner core is not welcoming to... there's some complaint about interrupting the soft inner core of the San Niño community. And they would have everyone believe that there's some inconvenience by the masjid coming up, but there really isn't. And I think it's very important, Yusuf Dokrat, our other attorney in the matter, you know, when this thing started, this organization was very crafty about how they did things. And unfortunately, it's very unfortunate that we're in a day and age where people still do things this way. After the rezoning was completed in, was it March 2023?
The rezoning, the MNC gave the permission on the 21st of September 2022.
And that was published in March of 2023 in the government.
March 2023, correct, March 2023.
At the moment it's published, you're entitled to use the land for the new purpose envisaged in that rezoning. But the point is then, it's what, 20 months ago, 2 years later, suddenly we have this organization that's born and now tries to challenge the construction of the masjid from coming up. But, I mean, in Lens, alhamdulillah, we're very lucky. Lens, I think, Benoni and a few of the other suburbs where we have multiple masajid in a small space. But Sunning Hill is one of those areas. And Yusuf Dokrat made the point in the papers that, you know, town planning, like other areas of the law, was perverted by apartheid. And the consequences was the areas that were previously designated as white areas, the religious needs of only the white communities were catered for. So you would find that in these areas, you'd find at best maybe a church or a synagogue, but mosques and places of worship for adherence from the black community or the non-white community, you won't find them in these areas. And what you need to do to, once an area is a so-called white area, you'll find not only are there no churches, are there no mosques or places of worship for people of color, as we say, but you find you need to go through a very expensive and time-consuming process to get the mosque into that area. And Sunning Hill is now one of them. And it's funny because Sunning Hill, that community, Yusha, as I understand it from the papers, is very close to, I think it's Eskom Megawatt Park, which is also a stone's throw down the road. So what it really is in the court papers, they say, we don't have a problem with the masjid coming up. It's just the location that's an issue. But, I mean, we make the point to say, there's never been a dispute about a mosque where the issue isn't the property being okay for the masjid to come up. That's always the excuse. But behind the scenes, and we managed to identify it, many people didn't like us pointing it out. But behind the scenes, the real complaint was that they say Sunning Hill community is a secular community. And there was those unfortunate messages that were sent on social media. I think they were borderline discriminatory and demonstrated an intolerance towards religion, but they said no mosque in Sunning Hill ever. And that was the real issue. Is there's still unfortunately a part of the South African community that they say that it will. The masjid coming up will devalue the property, but it will ring-fence potential buyers. What that really means is that, well, Muslim people are going to come in and only Muslims can buy from here. So in other words, we don't want this to become a Muslim community. I can think of fewer, more borderline racist or anti-Islamic sentiments, you know, when I read those WhatsApp messages. But be that as it may, I think the other important thing to get onto is who the so-called friends of Sunning Hill are. This isn't the case. Yusha, you'll agree with me. This isn't the case where the Sunning Hill community is opposing the Sunning Hill Islamic Jamaat from putting up the masjid. What it really is a front. So I think it was two people in the community who objected to the masjid coming up. Literally two people. They objected. Initially, they succeeded in about 2019 because the city of Joburg didn't give the rezoning. But that went on an internal appeal. And at the internal appeal, the MMC overturned the decision partially and allowed the property to be rezoned to allow a masjid and a madrasa to come up with a living quarters for an imam. So it was partially upheld. When it was partially upheld and published in the government gazette, the two objectors, they did nothing about it for about 2 years. Until October last year when the demolition and construction work started. But they their lawyers would have told them that they are so late that they can't, not with any prospects of success, they can't now start a case. So what they very cleverly do is now form this organization called Friends of Sunning Hill, and they get some person to be the front of it and come forward and make all sorts of excuses about traffic and disruption to the community, etc. And they're all meritless. You know, in a day and age where technology and the studies, they are available in abundance. How to manage traffic, how to manage the movement at the masjid and the safety and security. I mean, I can't off the top of my head, except perhaps in Joburg town, which has got a deeper and more problematic underlying issue, I can't think of a masjid anywhere in our country that's not well run, where security and safety and traffic is not managed properly. So these excuses about why the masjid shouldn't come up, I think it's just voices of a few unfortunate, intolerant people who are still stuck in the past of this country. The Friends of Sunning Hill, I don't believe, speak for the community. In fact, you know, the city of Johannesburg has got a responsibility under its bylaws to ensure the development of town planning in a manner that speaks to the diversity of the country as it currently is. Now, Islam is the fastest spreading religion in the world. And as you point out, you know, there's certain areas where you look at yourself and you say, well, Muslims are praying Salah in a mall or in a parking lot or whatever it is. And there's so many of them. And alhamdulillah, when they get the property and have to put it up, you'll literally find one or two people that manage to get lots of mileage out of technical and frivolous complaints. I think the judge yesterday, Yusha, said he did say those grounds of review. He called them technical.
Yes.
And I think that just sums it up. You know, he did also say that it's a sensitive matter. It implicates the rights to religion and a balancing act. But I don't agree with the sentiment that that there's any legitimacy to the complaint. I think this was a time delay tactic. They took a gamble. The hope was to get the interim interdict to stop the masjid from coming up in the name of Friends of Sunning Hill. And the more I say the name, the more, and knowing what the annexures or what the WhatsApp messages and social media say, the more I want to cry out the irony of them calling it Friends of Sunning Hill.
Advocate Abu Bakr Umar and perhaps Attorney Yusha Tayyab, you can come in here, is where you've said that it's they're using this excuse that it's a secular community. But if you look at the definition of secularism and all of this, it is disassociated. It has nothing to do with religion. So as you mentioned previously in the beginning, where there are churches in Sunning Hill, so how does that hold of any weight?
No, that's exactly the point that Abu makes. You know, historically, pre-1994, they only catered for one color of people. And one has regard to the exchange of the WhatsApp messages leading to the formation of the applicant and how racist they were. You know, it clearly demonstrates that this is not a substantive clearly indicates that this is not just in the interest of the soft inner core secular community. It's a racism which they're trying to maintain. And as you point out, I mean, churches in the area, hospitals in the area, Muslims now living in the area, utilizing a rented facility for 12, 16 odd years, they're entitled to a masjid because the law entitles them to a masjid, and they've met all the requirements, they've got the permission, they've done the rezoning, they've been in battle since 2018, complied with the paperwork, paid the requisite fees. There's an entitlement here, and the objection is primarily because it's Muslim and it's people of the wrong color that you're now going to attract into what was exclusively a white neighborhood. So all the signs are there. And this is the reality. We're here and we're here to stay. I don't know what...
I think the point is that it's not a secular. They made three different stories as it went on. Initially, when they objected to the masjid coming up, they took all the points about the traffic and the joining the two title deeds. There's very technical terms for all of that. And then in the WhatsApp messages, the inflammatory WhatsApp and social media messages, they said it's a secular community. But when you look at the underlying studies, and like I said, technology and, you know, these things are well-oiled machines when it comes to applying for masajid coming up in rezoning, you see that it's far from a secular community. You know, I mean, if anything, it appears that there's, with the greatest of respect to them, it appears that there's an intolerance towards Islam or masjid coming up. Perhaps the two objectors are, I think it's a Catholic church that's there. So it's not a secular community. That's the point. There are churches there, two churches at least. There's a Catholic school there as well. So that was it's really a red herring. But what they did was, as this went on, and this is why we were so worried about the interdict being granted, alhamdulillah, we managed to avoid it, but they would have found every trick in the book to try and get the interdict in place to stop the masjid from coming up and make up all sorts of, with the greatest of respect to them, dishonest excuses for it. Just to stop the masjid from coming up and scaring people about the value of properties by saying the property values will decrease. I mean, I can think of, if you think of a few good examples of masjids around the country, and people flock to be in that area because, in fact, I think to the contrary, the safety increases, the accessibility to the masjid and madrasa and the schools that are there also increases. But they use these type of scare tactics. You know, it really, on the paper, when you read the affidavits and you look at the dispute at the heart of it, you know, it's done in a very crafty way. You won't pick up the undertones of intolerance and discrimination for Islam. But if you get deeper into the detail, if you see how crafty they've been about it and how selective they've used facts here and there, you understand that what this really is an attempt to maintain a stronghold, an attempt by literally two people from the previously advantaged to maintain a stronghold over that community. And they use these scare tactics and fear-mongering about property and safety, etc., to call it into cause doubt in people's minds.
Before we end, I've just searched now. I've seen on the internet there is Christ's Embassy Sunning Hill that's also there. Every Nation Sunning Hill Church.
It flies in the face of the allegation that it's a secular community. You know?
Lastly,
the point is, you want to stop the construction of the masjid, but assuming a very wealthy businessman was building a triple-story house in the area, would the construction of a triple-story house next to you not be inconvenient and not be unlawful, even though the masjid is, I think the masjid is a single-story house with a minaret. So, you know, the undertones of intolerance and religious intolerance and racism, and I can't disagree with you, Shah. They are there.
Lastly, before we leave...
I think the WhatsApp messages speak for themselves. I mean.
They do.
Before we leave, can we just inform the listeners how can they contribute positively to this noble effort? And we've understood now that the masjid will continue with its construction and building, inshallah. We can only give hope, and this verse comes to mind, verse 32 of Surah At-Tawbah. Allah says, because what does a masjid do? It brings about the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here it says, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They wish to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their mouths, with WhatsApp and all of this. But Allah rejects it. وَيَعْبَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهِ. Allah rejects, except that He will complete His nur. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even though the kuffar, they grow in anger and hatred, and they want to put all of this off. But Allah will make it continue. So we've understood that it will continue. How can we, as the Muslim Ummah, contribute to this?
So just before this call, I received a WhatsApp message from Mufti AK, and he asked for the details, which I then sent to him. So maybe you can put that up on your website. I can't independently call out a bank account number, but I did send it to Mufti Saab.
So she have Koricha in front of me also
on your website. Yeah, yeah, maybe you can. Maybe that can be done. I think I saw individual names and phone numbers and emails. And I saw two bank account numbers, so maybe you can post that on the site.
Perfect.
On your site, and people can access it that way, or contact anyone in Sunny Hill, and I'm sure they know the main players.
Jazakumullah khairan.
I think beyond the money issue, we live in very strange times where it's not popular or palatable, you know, to practice our deen. And this is one of the signs of Qiyamah, where they said holding on to the deen. As I understand, one of the hadith is holding on will be like holding on to hot coals. I think the more important part is Muslim brothers and sisters out there must not be afraid to talk about it. You know, you just go to the Palestine-Israel issue. We can't even call it Israel. It's occupied Palestine. In the workplace, it's taboo to talk about it. And they will call you out for talking about it in the name of peace and tranquility in the workplace. They'll tell you not to upset, you know, everybody's moods, etc. But the way people get away with these funny shenanigans of forming organizations to frivolously oppose masajid from coming up and from bringing order and morality and religion to our communities is because when it happens, our people are too shy or reluctant to speak up. And alhamdulillah, we're very lucky in South Africa because our community is educated not only from an Islamic perspective, but we have many professionals, and our businessmen are also very successful. We have enough stature in our communities to be able to speak up, but for some other reason we don't. We must discuss these things wherever we are. Speak up. Send emails to the city of Johannesburg. Voice your support for any organizations that are trying to put up masajid or establish madrasa, do dini work. Don't allow it to go off the radar, because when it's off the radar, they see it as an opportunity to bully some of our communities. And a lot of the professional people especially are very competent in what they do, but they're not confrontational. Mm. You know, you'll often hear to say, you know, just for the sake of peace, leave it. But if we do that, we'll go back to a day and age where we quietly praying in the corners and in parking lots. You know, we don't have to go very long back to what happened during COVID.
Yes.
Decisions were made on behalf of the greater Muslim community by certain people who purported to speak on behalf of the Muslim community, and suddenly we were praying in secret as if it was a sin or something illegitimate. But that happened because we were not involved enough. We weren't speaking out enough. And so this will continue to happen. Alhamdulillah, on this occasion, we managed to dodge the bullet and avoid the interdict, but we may not be so lucky next time. When we hear about it, even if you're not from Sunning Hill, even if you're not from Lens, send an email out, find someone's contact details, get the counselor's contact details, and voice your support for the masjid coming up. And more importantly, voice your criticism. When you have the instinct that this is a racist agenda or this is an anti-Islamic agenda, send the email out, be respectful, but speak out about it. Use your tools and the stuff that's available to us to let everyone know that the Muslim community won't allow this type of bullying and intolerance to grow any bigger than it already is, because it's there.
Exactly, it is there.
We have to speak up about it, and that's the support that we need. And let's give the brothers in Sunning Hill the moral support they need. And tell the city of Johannesburg, whether people send out an email or go on social media, let them know that Sunning Hill Islamic Jamaat has got the support of the community. There was, again, we dodged a bullet because they formed this organization, Friends of Sunning Hill. And if you didn't know better, you would have thought that this organization speaks on behalf of the community. But the organization speaks on behalf of a few intolerant people with an unfortunate agenda. But if we were all together and people spoke out for it, and the city of Johannesburg was confronted to say it's 2024, not 1972, you know, we may well have shut this thing down even sooner. And alhamdulillah, we've got Yusha Tayyub and Yusuf Tokrat, Muslim Lawyers Association, that have been doing good work to try and help. But we must not let these things die under the radar, lest we get to a point one day when they succeed. If this went the wrong way, we would have been stuck. The masjid has been in the planning since 2015. We would have been stuck in a 5 or 10 year fight without a masjid. Alhamdulillah, through Allah's mercy, we've avoided it. But only just by a fine margin this time. We must please speak up about it and do whatever we can at home, in our community, at work, in a respectful way. Send the emails to the municipalities. Let them know that you don't support these type of agendas that promote Islamophobia and these anti-Islamic sentiments.
Jazakumullah khairan for that, and we appreciate the time, the efforts as well. Perhaps we can meet for another meeting, inshallah, in the future. Allah grant total success. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.